This is the Mr. Chris Hip Hop Podcast, episode number 78. Let's go!
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll
Yo,
to the front. Roll
what's the up? Front. What's happening? How you feeling? How you doing? What you know good? What's up with you? This is how I say hi from me to you. So what's up? What's happening, everybody out there in podcast land? What up to all my dance teachers out there? Hope you're doing good. Hope your summer is going great. Hope you guys had awesome recitals. I know a couple dance studios just wrapped up on recitals. And hope you're getting some rest. Hope you're chilling a little bit as we get ready to kick in the new season. And I'm doing good. We're actually getting ready for nationals here on this end. So there's a lot of great things going on. Working on some new music, as always. And working on some new techniques. I'm actually in the middle of, I like to call it my summer tour, where I go around during the summer and have my choreography gigs going on. I'm also teaching master classes and workshops. So that's going well. And one of them, I'm actually headed to Alabama this week to our sister studio. Shout out to My Girls Dance Center. How you doing? I had a relationship with them for a long time and love it. It's a great place, great vibe. The kids are awesome. We always have a good time every time we go down there, and it is some of the best. They have some of the best barbecue in the world. Oh my goodness. This barbecue, them ribs, boy. Yeah. Shout out to Jake. Big shout out. So the title of this podcast is, I'm going to give you three. Now, these are going to be intermediate / advanced hip hop tricks for you to teach your kids. Three of them. Now, again, this is intermediate / advanced. But I will, as we go through these three, I will give you kind of the breakdown on where to start with your littles, like your minis and juniors, on these things so that they can work their way up to these tricks right here. So if you listen to this podcast, you can get this podcast on Podomatic.com. You can also get it on the website if you go to www.mrchrishiphopdance.com. And go to the blog section, because I had some people that had a hard time finding the podcast on the website. Go to the blog section. If you go to the homepage, I normally post maybe one or two on there in the news section, so that you can just kind of get a brief little, you know, glimpse of what the podcast world is about. But then if you really want, like if you have an Apple device, there is a podcast app that you already have. It's purple. It has like a picture of a microphone on there. You can go there, just type in Mr. Chris Hip Hop, and it will come up right there. And then you subscribe to it, and then every time I put out a new podcast, you'll be ready. You'll have them ready to go. And the reason I do this, because I was actually talking to my wife, and she was like, baby, I don't know where to find the podcast at. I don't know how to get all of them. I got to get them. And now that she has them, she's like, oh, I'm binging on the podcast. So shout out to my wonderful wife. I love you, girl. This whole time, she was like, what are you doing with this podcast? I'll be like, baby, I just did this podcast. And she wasn't checking me out. She's checking me out now, y'all. She likes the podcast. My wife is in the building. So, and I'm like, she's like the inspiration to most of the podcast that goes out. So, again, shout out to the wife. What else? I think that's about it. So, let me get into these three tricks right there. Three tricks, and I want you to go, if you're not on Instagram right now, go to Instagram, and I want you to follow me on Instagram. I actually want you to follow two accounts. I want you to follow Mr. Chris Hip Hop, and I want you to follow Nashville School of Dance and Music. Now, on there, because I have a new commitment that I'm going to start posting tricks and different technique moves on there, because a lot of my dance teachers are, you know, kind of asking for, you know, like tricks for different age groups, levels. So I'm gonna go crazy posting these things on my Instagram. So follow me at Mr. Chris Hip Hop and Nashville School of Dance and Music. So here it is. Here are the three. Actually, these three are already posted on there. So you can go there and check them out now. Here it is. Trick number one. It's called the side semi. The side semi. Now, this trick right here, I think first you have to have, and the reason I say this is intermediate slash advanced is because before your kids are going to get this, they have to have their aerial first, their side aerial, right? So if you need to, before you go into this hip-hop trick, if you need to have a whole session or even a few of them where you go through, you know, rolling your mats out and just working on your aerials, and then if you have a few, you know, because you're gonna have a few students that just have it, the aerial is in the bag, then you can introduce them to the side semi. The side semi basically is just like an aerial, and I have my man William demonstrate them on Instagram. Shout out to Will. Willie Will, my dog. And he's on there. And so basically when you do this side semi, it's like you're throwing an aerial, but then you take your hands, you grab behind the knees, and you bend your legs. So it's kind of like you're in a squatted position, floating through the air. How about that? You're like, you're holding onto your legs and you're flying sideways. All right. Same thing as an aerial. So your legs are straight in the aerial, and then you have to do different things with your arms. But the side semi, you grab those legs. If you want to start off one at a time, you know, you start off just grabbing one, then you have your students, you know, put the other one on there. But the side semi. Now, the breakdown for that, for the different age groups, of course, you go to the aerial, you work on that, and then, you know, for your minis, you can start, if they don't have the aerial yet, you could start off with your dive cartwheels, your cartwheels, and you can spot them on the aerial. So just remember that that's kind of the progression. Work your way up to the side semi. But like I said, since this podcast is for the intermediate advanced student, doesn't necessarily have to be an age either, because we have some minis here at the studio who have their aerial already, the side aerial and the front. So this is for you. So the side semi, first hip hop trick. And you can put that into context like this. You can do, you know, once you get a good, I'm gonna say four that have it, try to do like a side semi ripple, right? So it's like boom, 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 and you then they throw it from left to right. Also, try to do it where you can do like a partner side semi thing where they're back to back and they go in opposite directions. So they kind of look, it kind of looks like they're running towards each other, but like one person is on the front line, this next person on the back line, facing the back, and they throw the side semi, so it has like a cool little visual. So that's another way you can work it in to choreography. So that's trick number one. And here is trick number two. Like I said, it is on our Instagram page, Mr. Chris Hip Hop and Nashville School of Dance and Music. Now, I was acting crazy on this one, so when you hear me say the one hand seen and stone, pay that no mind. That's just me being crazy. We have this thing. Thank you to Snapchat for the reverse, where you just say stuff and then you play it in reverse. And so there's different things that we'll say, and then it'll spit out something else in reverse. So this is one of them. The in stone. So if it sounds funny, we'll use it. That's one of them. It's basically like, now, it's not a one-hand back handspring, because you're kind of crooked, you're kind of to the side. So it's like a one-hand, because when I was talking to Will about it, and Will was like, I was thinking at first, like, how am I going to throw a one-hand back handspring straight up and down? What is happening tonight? I'm like, I feel you, Will. I don't know, dog. But it's just to the side, right? So it's almost like you are jumping sideways, and you'll see it when you look on there. But it's the one-hand kind of sideways back flip-ish. Now this is a combination, all right? So for my intermediate students, we're getting into, in advance, we're getting into where we're putting things together so that we can have sets for your freestyle, you know what I mean? Sets for choreography, but it's sets, so it's gonna be one into the other. So this one is the one hand, like crooked sideways backflip into a head spring or front head spring. So it's when you're on your head and you'll see it on there, and you throw your legs forward, you bring your body up. So, or if you want to listen to my crazy self, it'll be the one hand in a thorn into the front head spring. I was in, shout out to Hohenwald. I was in Hohenwald, Tennessee, doing a masterclass workshop down at Tammy School of Dance. That's my people right there. Had a great time doing this workshop, but it was hilarious because afterwards we were talking to the teacher. She was like, you know, we were going over freestyle stuff and talking about tricks. And then she was like, no, we follow you on Instagram and we've seen it. And I played it over and over again. I didn't know what you were saying. I even Googled it. I was like, what is it? And it's done. And it's just me being crazy. It's nothing, y'all. I promise. It's nothing. Okay, so one hand. Now, here's the breakdown for that one. You first want to work on, because it is the one hand, you want to work on just that move alone, right? So if you're going across the floor, you got your mats out, do like two or three passes of just that. Or you can line them up, have four of them get on the mat, depending on how long it is. Have them work on just that move. And then another thing, the front head spring. Make that another double pass of the student coming down. They walk a few feet, they get on their head, throw a head spring, and go. Now again, this is intermediate advanced. If you take it all the way down to the beginner level, can be babies, doesn't necessarily have to be, because there's some of your teens that might not have this either. So you want to go all the way back to a tripod headstand. And this is what I did with my minis the other week. I know where I want to take them, but I got to kind of build the foundation. So start off with the tripod. Then you want to get to the point where they can hold a headstand, legs straight up. Then you want to kind of experiment with them doing different things with the legs, like different freezes, different poses. Then you want to start getting into the headstand, and then they put their legs down, do a bridge, push up with their hands. Just work on that foundation right there alone. From there, when you notice some of your students are like, I got this, you know what I mean? Let's go. So then you start getting into the principle of the head spring, which you can spot that as well. So that's the kind of breakdown of the intermediate advanced move number two. You'll see it on my Instagram page, Mr. Chris Hip Hop, and Nashville School of Dance and Music. One hand, me not done, into a front head spring. And the other one, same one, trick number three is, it could be called a TikTok, right? But it's gonna do, you're gonna do the same thing, but you're gonna do a back hand spring, just a regular back hand spring, into a front. Now on this video, I had two students on there, Serena and Will. And I think they did two different things. I think Will went into a front head spring and Serena did a front hand spring where she didn't touch her head to the ground. And you can double check that. Nah, maybe Will's head might have been really close to the ground. I don't know. I just remember, I think I seen it like that. But either way, you can still do both of those. You could do the backhand spring and then you can squat down, go to your head, do the front head spring, and you can also do a back hand spring, and you stay on your hands, and you do a front hand spring off of your hands. But again, the breakdown of this move, all the way back to the beginner level, you got to go with the back hand spring is the foundation, right? So just going into a bridge, you can spot them, kick your legs over. Then you want to get them into their back hand spring, and then you want to get them throwing it, and then be able to come out of that and throw a front head spring or a hand spring. All right, so those are my three intermediate slash advanced hip hop tricks for this episode. I hope you enjoy them. Also, I don't know if some of you have checked out my MIE podcast series, which is called Motivate, Inspire, and Encourage, but definitely check that out as well. It's on the same channel. I just titled it different because on there I don't talk as much as about technique moves as I do. I just share some of the awesome stories that come out of dance, and the whole vibe of it is dance lessons teach life lessons. So true, so real. All the time. All right, it's your boy, Mr. Chris in the building. This is episode number 78. Thank you for tuning in. If you have any questions, shoot me an email, chris@mrchrishiphopdance.com. Check out the website. Lots of cool stuff on there. Music and everything. www.mrchrishiphopdance.com. Go to my Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, all at Mr. Chris Hip Hop. Also, speaking of Instagram, I put on there two songs for my minis. One of them is called Break That Bat on the Knee. And then the other one is called Scoop the Leg. Scoop the Leg is actually a technique move that involves the wave and lower body footwork. It's on the Instagrams. Check it out. DM me, too, if you have any questions. Just send me a direct message on Instagram. Let me know if you have any content that you want me to cover on these podcasts, any techniques. I'll be glad to do it. All right, that's it. It's your boy, Christopher Zondaflex Tyler. I'm signing off episode number 78 in the bag. Have a blessed day. I'm out.
Yo. Come on, let's go. Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now jump.
Put your right leg to the side.
Now jump.
Put your left leg to the side.
Now jump.
Cross your arms, do a real tight.
Now jump.
Put your arms up real high.
Now
come on,
jump.
Now just roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front. Roll to the front.